Yes, that was Asia Wilson, part of her performance last night. Seven blocks, a block party in effect, averaging 21 a game along with nine boards, leading the Las Vegas Aces. All right, Asia, appreciate you being here hanging out today. We got a special guest that we're bringing in right now, my Funk Fest partner. Always great to have him on the program, talking a little hoop, a little comedy, and a little funk. The one, the only, Sinbad in the house. What's going on, my man?
Man, I'm here looking at Asia killing people. Asian guy, you killing people.
Oh, thank you.
Jesus, girl.
Hey, Sinbad, you should have seen her dance moves. And we're going to post them up a little bit later. She just busted out in the old school with the dance moves, man. She's ready.
Asia, where are you from, Asia?
I'm from Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay, South Carolina. You like 6'5"?
Yeah.
And these big women, tall women, Amazon women, what is that?
I don't know. It's just down
and you,
the
and
south.
You vocal, too. I like how you talked about the pay gap.
Oh, thank you.
I like her because, let's face it, man, the ladies out here playing their butts off. And for a while, man, for the longest, man, I'm 62. So I remember all my friends, all my ladies that played ball could only dream of going overseas. To play in America wasn't even a real thing, you know?
Yeah.
So you young, you don't remember that one.
Yeah.
But now, now that it's here, but it still is such a big difference in the play.
Yeah, got.
I mean, almost like it'd be like painful to watch.
Yeah, it's different. We got to have a change, but we're getting there.
You guys have got something in common too. You both love LeBron James.
Yes.
You know, there you go.
That's man. Look, I'm Team LeBron. Look, I'm not putting on no Laker jersey, but I'm going to get a black shirt made.
Exactly.
LeBron's picture on the front. On the back, it says, I go where LeBron goes.
I'll get one off you. That is definitely something that
all right, cool.
I'll do. Yeah.
I'm going to make some. I'm gonna make sure I get you one through TC.
Okay.
I'm going to get you one.
Please.
See, and I know how passionate you were about the LeBron and the Cavs. I mean, after all, you did lose one dinner bet to someone we won't mention over the last couple of years. But so
but that's a sucker bet because you got that punk Golden State team that's so scared of LeBron they keep adding people. We ain't even going to talk about it because that ain't real. That's some new punkedness.
You're okay with trading in those Cavs jerseys. And again, he's coming to your neck of the woods now. You guys are neighbors now.
Remember this. I will always love Cavs because that's where LeBron's from. I will never hate on them because that's where he came from. That's what he put his time in at. No matter what they had, they gave everything they had. So, no, I'm never going to sit there and dog them. But I got my LeBron. Remember, LeBron has his own stuff, the witness stuff, LeBron gear. See, the good thing about LeBron gear, this gear has nothing to do. There's something to do with the Cavs and something to do with just him.
Yeah, that's true.
I got Miami Heat. I got my Miami LeBron stuff. I got my Cavs LeBron stuff. I'm good.
And now it's time to get the purple and gold LeBron, right?
Nope.
That's it. There you go.
I'm wearing black.
Hey, let's talk about this. So they bring Rondo and Stevenson in. How do you think this is going to work? Because let's be honest, these two cats have been kind of questionable with their bouncing around the league and everything.
Are we talking about questionable? Everybody bouncing now. The game has changed. The NBA is never going to be what it was before. Let's face it. We first saw it with Boston, you know, Kevin Garnett earned going someplace to get a ring. He put his time in Minnesota. It was never going to happen there. So when LeBron went to Miami, everybody thought, oh, my God. But know what was different about LeBron going to Miami? It was the first time players called each other up and said, man, we're the ones running this. Why don't we go where we want to go? And, man, I respect that. I respected that so much. So now I look at Golden State. I blame LeBron for Golden State because they realized we can't get past this brother. So they had to do what they did. They had to get KD.
Yeah.
They were 73-9, up 3-1. And got their butts kicked.
Yeah, don't remind me about that one. All right, man. Exactly.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro. But LeBron, look, LeBron's in L.A. Look, he didn't come here like, hey, man, I'm going to wait for Kawhi Leonard. Well, I respect him. He said, I'm going to L.A. If we got to rebuild, we rebuild.
Yeah.
I respect that.
And don't you think, Sinbad, that this is more, and you're Asia, I want to get your thoughts on this too, that this is more about LeBron choosing L.A. instead of the Lakers because, you know, he has homes there. He has his movie production company there. He's really setting himself up for life after basketball. Don't you think that is the main reason why he chose L.A.?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to let Asia go first. Go ahead, Asia.
I think so. And also, there's things about his son going to school there. He wants his son to play with the best, and I feel like that was one of the best prep schools in high school. So for him to go and move out there, I think it's more to it than just him being a Laker. I think it is more about him because, I mean, LeBron is set. He's set for life, and so I think this is a huge deal with bigger than basketball.
Thank you, Asia. Because he's not like the average cat in the NBA just hoping to go somewhere and go. Some people just hope I can get the contract wherever I go. He's able to go like this, where do I want to be? He's never kept saying family. Mm-hmm. People aren't paying attention. He goes, family.
Yeah.
Family. Family. Yep. Money's already there. He's like family. So he picked something. Hey, man, it's Magic Johnson is one hell of a draw because Magic is might be one of the first guys to finally get to understand him. You know, he's already doing movies. He's already got a production company. So why not L.A.? It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. All right, let's play Sinbad the GM. You're the GM of the Spurs, okay? What do you do with Kawhi Leonard?
You know, man, I respect Kawhi. I love Kawhi. Of course, I love to see Kawhi playing with LeBron. But, you know, I just want Kawhi to be happy wherever he plays, man. I know this much. If they wait another year, if they wait on the free agency, you know he's up and gone. Yeah. I think they're going to probably try to trade him because you want to get something of value while they have an opportunity. I would love to see him with LeBron because I'd like to see what these two horses could do together. Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be fun kind of see it, man.
What do you think, Asia?
Yeah, I think so as well. I think I'm going exactly as he put it in the best way possible. I think so as well.
Asia, what do you think about Carmelo, though?
I can't see him. Even though it would be great for him to be a Laker with LeBron, I can't honestly see him going to play there. I don't think it'll mesh quite. I'm surprised he even left OKC, honestly. But, well, he really didn't have a choice. But, yeah, I can't see him playing with LeBron. I think he's going to have to go somewhere where he can be really himself in the Melo that we all know and love.
You know where I wish he'd gone? I wish he'd gone to Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. That would be nice.
I could have seen him with Cleveland. When LeBron was there, I couldn't have seen it. Because remember, Olympic Melo playing with LeBron is a different kind of Melo.
Yeah.
But Melo plays with people like LeBron. He's a different guy.
That's true. That's very true.
I don't think Melo wants to be. Melo's not the rah-rah. He's not the kind of leader, man, put the team on the back. He's Melo. But if he played with LeBron at Cleveland, I was so hoping he would have gone there instead of at OKC.
And, you know, they're about $200 million over the salary cap now, OKC. That's why, you know, Carmelo, they said, hey, you got to go, you know, plain and simple. And I don't know what a good fit for him is. I really don't. Because it didn't work in New York. It definitely didn't work in OKC. You know, they moved positions on him and everything. So I don't know. Where is the spot for Carmelo Anthony?
He's a unique beast.
Yes, he is.
He's a very unique beast. He's still a beast.
Yeah.
You put you down, that boy is strong. That boy can stroke. He got handles. But he has to be someplace. It's like I said, he's not like a LeBron. I'm just going to take this to my team. Let me take you guys out to eat dinner and stuff. It's not going to happen that way.
All right. So you guys get to be part of our big time segment that we do here. It's time to do a little old school Name That Tune. Sinbad, you down for that?
Okay. I'm down with it.
Okay.
Now, Asia says she's going to get her reinforcements. She's going to get mom involved in here. So Magnum's going to. So here we go to help her out. Okay. So let's do this. We're going to give moms and Asia the first shot. Magnum's on the wheels of steel here. You ready, my man? You got him up. There he is. Oh, he's got the scratch going. Uh-oh. All right. Here we go. Time to play Name That Tune.
Really? You make it that easy? Flip your hips and move. Come on, man. Tom Brown.
Sinbad, we know you got it easy, but you got to remember, you got Asia by about 30 years, and you know, moms just came with. Say that in the microphone, moms. What you just said.
Take your time.
She said, take your time, do it right. I got it. She's on the wrong she's on the wrong planet.
That's See, y'all both too young. A mom too young.
Oh, but look.
Mom is too young.
She's got it now.
Go ahead, Mom.
There you go, Mom. What's that, Mom? What's that, Moms? Now she's not sure. Can you believe she just guessed this song? Since you can't hear it. Let's take your time, do it right. There you go.
Oh.
Asia, do you have any clue of those two songs whatsoever?
No.
You gotta represent the old school,
no,
Asia.
If you wanna make this fair, for Asia, okay. you gotta play some trap where I don't know nothing about.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Magnum, you better dig up one of them. How's that? Because
Magnum, you dig up some trap to give her hope.
I may know a little bit of something.
A little bit of something. See, that's what I thought. I thought moms would be helping you out here. Mom's got to sit right next to you with the headphones over there so she can hear the jams.
All right. So this may be something Asia knows because I honestly have no idea.
All right.
Like her musical taste, but this is a little bit newer. So.
All right. Let's
see. Let me see.
Let's see.
All right. Now, if Sinbad gets this over you, then we're really in trouble.
Hold on.
She's struggling.
I don't know this.
I don't even know that.
I know the sample. I know the sample.
Do you?
I'll be there when you call. Always right on time. They took that sample.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, Magnum, who's that?
It's A$AP Rocky.
Oh.
See, thank you, A$AP Rocky. Yeah.
Not a fan. All right.
Yeah.
See, most of the stuff.
I know the sample.
Okay, we'll give Moms one more old school jam here. Okay, Sinbad, we'll let her get this first because I know you'll get it, man. So here we go.
Cool.
Bust it out, Magnum. Right. What do you got? Oh, yeah.
Freaks come out at night.
Oh, she's on it. Oh, she's shaking it out, too.
I want to know if she knows like the rap, though, the beginning, right?
Yeah, I'm like, she's jamming right now.
Okay, get in,
bro. Woo! Asia, you know that one, Asia?
Yeah. Freaks come out at
night. Here we go.
It's all
good. There's Sinbad said because you know the freak stuff.
But she knew it too, right?
She did.
Yeah. She was right on cue, yeah.
All right.
Bloody.
One more, Magnum. One more. Here we go. Sinbad, this is all you. It's got your name written all over it. Bust a move. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. Let's see if Mom gets this too. Who's going to be the first?
I'm going to let Mom go ahead.
Hands to you. All right. Name the group, Moms. Name the group. Oh, she's singing it. Sinbad, give me the group, man.
Oh, it changed up with me. I was going with first.
Yeah, go ahead.
I heard a little bit of my boy Daz, and I heard my boy's Whispers.
No.
It wasn't Whispers, but I'm saying it was my, come on.
Hit it again, Magnum.
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
Yeah. We might have stumped everybody in the house here. You know the song.
Now I'm trying to tell you who the group is. I know it's Here's to You, but I'm trying to tell you who the group is, man.
Okay, man. I can't believe we stumped you, man. Think about Call Me. You know Call Me, right?
Call me anytime you want to. Call me.
There you go.
I got a hint.
Yeah.
The team that you guys
beat
last night.
Who'd you beat last night?
Who'd you beat last night?
Sky, Chicago Sky.
Oh, that's part of it, right?
Oh, Sky.
There you go.
Yeah, I thought it was Chic.
You thought it was Chic. That's good.
Wait, I got.
Man, you don't hear much of Sky, man.
I know.
You don't see people play a lot of Sky, man.
I don't know why. They jammed, man. They were great back in the day.
So, you know,
I know. I don't know. People don't play a lot of Sky, man.
And we never
or used Pleasure.
Pleasure.
They play a lot of Pleasure.
Portland, Oregon. Pleasure. There you go. And they never made.
Don't play a lot of Atlantic Star.
Yeah.
People don't play a lot of Atlantic Star anymore.
Yeah.
I know Moms is going to know this one.
All right, one more. Here we go, Moms. What do you got? Oh, there's a jamming in studio here.
Ace is dancing.
You know this.
Come on, Mom. Who's this?
What is it?
Jody Watley was in the group.
Thank you very much. I think these guys were on our last Funk Fest,
Jeffrey,
right, Sinbad?
Jeffrey Daniels. Come on now, Howard Hewitt. You know them?
Oh, my God. What's the problem?
Come on. She's got it. She's got it. All right, we're going to have to...
Got three syllables. Starts with an S.
Starts with an S, that's right. Three syllables, starts with an S. The S, there you go. She's all excited, there you go. Yeah, they were on our last Funk Fest we did at Thunder Valley, man, right? Shalimar was on that show.
Was Jody Watley in there?
Yeah. No, Jody's on her. She's on her own right now.
Jody Watley, though. Oh, her and Karen
White.
Just does
her own thing, yeah.
All right, ladies. Well, I appreciate it. One for the road, man. Give me it. I want to see if Sinbad gets this. Oh, here we go, Sinbad. Bust this one out.
Oh, man, come on. You talking about my boy from DC? It's go-go music.
There you go.
Keep what you got till you get what you need sometime, y'all. I feel like busting loose.
That's it. The Washington Nationals take the field to this song all the time. She got it. Busting loose. Yeah.
I know this one.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, I appreciate you guys hanging out today. I appreciate being part of this. Words of wisdom from Sinbad to Asia.
Asia, man, girl, enjoy your life. You're having fun. You're killing it. And I love how you're vocal and say what you got to say. And then, bam, you say just enough on social media to make your point. And you go, okay, now y'all think about it. I love that.
Thank
Keep
you.
That up.
Thank you so much.
And you 6'5".
Yep.
And you know what?
You 6'5".
And she dominate either one of us in the post, man.
She's 6'5". 6'5". Long arms, 6'5". Slap a man, take his face off.
We appreciate you spending some time with us today, Sinbad. Always a pleasure.
All right, man.
All right.
Y'all stay up.
There it is. There it is. Sinbad in the house. Moms, thanks for participating in the family here today, too. Fantastic stuff. Asia, real quick before we let you go, what's the best part of being on this Las Vegas Aces team?
Oh, we had the opportunity just to start something new. We can write our own book because we're so new here, and we're just having fun. We're having fun while doing this, something that we love.
Asia, always love having you around, talking with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. All right.